This is our podcast, and I'm calling it Stuff with Shannon because that was the first thing that came to my mind.
I am Dion Fay with a T-H.
E.
And you're single, and I'm married.
And you have kids, and I have a cat. When I die, I want to be remembered as Kelly Raspberry's biggest fan.
I want people to remember that I was a good mom, that I was a good wife.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. La, la, la. Yeah. Stuff with Shannon. Dionte, I told you before about my banana situation.
You did.
Where I tried to ring myself up for 401 bananas.
And all of the people behind you that now think you are a complete moron.
Rightfully so, because okay. In that moment I was. And in that moment, I also became that person that I do not like at the grocery store.
Yeah, I would say that that person's pretty annoying. I mean, how difficult is the self-checkout?
Obviously very difficult, because I graduated community college in only 4 years. I'm pretty smart.
You are borderline genius.
I think I am at times. So I get home from Target and I'm unloading my groceries from my car. It's a really long haul, so my mood is probably not that great after I just made a complete fool of myself at the self-checkout line. So It really wasn't good. But I walk by this apartment in my complex, and they have this apple-shaped chalkboard posted outside of their door. So every time I walk by, I see this apple-shaped chalkboard, and they write different messages on it.
What kind of messages?
We're going to talk about that. Their messages are so insignificant and stupid that I have already decided that even though these people just moved in a couple weeks ago, actually, I was irritated with them the day that they moved in because they blocked the hallway with a toddler bed and a Barbie doll house. And so I was thinking to myself, do these people think that nobody else has anything to move through the hallway? Because I had to squeeze through to get back to my place that day. So I was already kind of irritated with them. And then a couple days after they had time to get settled and stuff, they put this stupid chalkboard out on their door. It could be cute and say, welcome to our home, or we love you, whatever, but it doesn't. They change the message often, and there's yet to be a message that was beneficial to me as somebody who walked by. So right now, on the chalkboard, there's the word Jamba, J-A-M-B-A.
Like Jamba Juice?
Like Jamba Juice. But there's no juice. It's just the word Jamba. So I'm thinking to myself, what does that mean? I don't really know what Jamba is supposed to be. So I went home and I Googled, what does the word Jamba mean?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple, pretty self-explanatory. So in Swahili, the word Jamba means to toot. Urban Dictionary says that it refers to a joint or a spliff.
Oh, okay.
So in no way is the word Jamba a positive thing, because it either refers to passing gas or smoking weed.
Right.
Which I'm not down with.
Okay.
You can say it's legal in many states, but I still have never done it, and I still have no intentions of doing it. The message before Jamba said, workout time.
Maybe they just want everybody to know what they're doing.
But isn't that a terrible idea? Isn't that kind of the equivalent of posting on Facebook when you go out of town or when you leave your kids at home alone, just saying, you know what? I'm either not home or I'm really, really distracted right now. So why don't you go ahead and break into my apartment and steal things, thus making my renter's insurance rates probably go up. So their stupid messages could at some point affect me, and I don't appreciate it.
So far we've got Jamba and workout time.
Yes. The first one, because I said they just moved in recently, was built, not born. Huh?
Built, not born.
That's like that person who posts on Facebook, like, need prayers now.
But they don't tell you why.
For what? That makes you ask questions. They're that person that craves attention because they leave this very vague message and you're just like, huh? And I wanted to knock on their door and be like, what are you talking about?
But that's what they want.
I didn't do it.
They want you to knock on their door. Maybe they're just trying to make friends.
You think so?
Maybe.
But that's not the right way to do it. That's the way to irritate people and do the opposite. Make enemies. That's how you make enemies, is posting stupid messages on your apple-shaped chalkboard outside your door. We can never be best friends. We live two or three doors down from each other. Mm-hmm. We can never be best friends because of this chalkboard. I would never give this person or these people a chance. I mean, obviously they have a kid, mm-hmm. because they blocked the hallway with the toddler bed in the Barbie doll house.
Okay.
So, you know, I love kids.
Right.
But I'm never going to want to meet this kid because they're the spawn of the person who's writing these stupid messages. And I'm not even blowing this out of proportion. This is genuinely how I feel. I will not give this person a chance now just because of that dumb chalkboard message.
You might need to seek some professional help about this, Shannon.
Let's be honest. It's like people who say, I don't judge. Yes, you do.
Oh, we
yes,
all judge.
Yes, you do. So don't sit here and tell me you don't judge. There are people that you don't like on spec, even though you know nothing, even though you know absolutely nothing about them outside of that one thing they do that drives you crazy.
That's true.
See, so I don't need help. I'm just the person that's brave enough to say it out loud. It's like people who wear sunglasses at night are inside.
Right.
I'm not going to talk to them.
Famous or?
You know, blind. I can accept the blind sunglasses. You know, that's not a problem. I get it. I don't have an issue with that. But if you're not blind, you don't need sunglasses inside or at night.
I wasn't going to go with blind, but that's a good one.
It's the truth, isn't it? Stevie Wonder wears sunglasses. Yes. I saw him in concert. I was fine with him wearing his sunglasses.
Oh.
But anybody else, if you're not blind, you have no reason to do it.
There you go.
And there was two people when I went to the Big Sean concert. There were these two guys walking around, and one guy was always following the other. Mm-hmm. I noticed this. He was always behind, following the other guy. And the one guy had his sunglasses on his head. The lead guy had his sunglasses up on his head, and he put them down. And sure enough, the guy who was following him did the same thing. So they're douchebag leader followers that I'm not going to talk to, even at the Big Sean concert. We all have something in common. We like Big Sean, but this guy's an idiot wearing sunglasses in a pitch black concert venue.
Hi.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on, I think.
That's probably why.
Another thing that I've noticed is small guys in big trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them.
Yeah, I can see that.
In trucks that they have to put the little step up to get into, I automatically judge them. And I automatically know that they're just going to be the rudest douchebags on the planet because they have this complex.
Yeah, and they have the really big truck and they won't let you over because you can't see in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those guys are jerks.
And they take up 4 parking spaces.
Oh, that's the worst.
Isn't it? Because if you park next to them, you're probably going to ram the big truck with your door. I mean, there's really no way around it in some parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
And that irritates me because then that's 3 parking spots that I can't use.
That's the worst, especially when it's in the front of the building. Oh,
that is the worst. And you know, I live in an apartment complex where the only place to park is in the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
They have no parking signs everywhere around our apartment complex, except for in front of the leasing office, and that's 30-minute parking.
Mm-hmm.
Except maybe like 4 spots. There's 4 places you can park, but you know, if it's a fairly full apartment complex, that's not going to last. So we have to park in the parking garage, and my place charges for a reserve spot.
Okay.
But I'm not going to pay for one. I refuse to pay another $50 a month to live where I. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That is a lot of money. So I have to search for a non-reserve parking spot every time I go in the garage. And you know what makes me so mad is the people who have weekend cars,
mm-hmm.
that they park in a non-reserve spot.
Oh.
Or the guy that drives the dirt bike on occasion and he has a non-reserve parking spot. Or the motorcycle in the dead of winter that you know hasn't been out for months and they're in a non-reserve parking spot. I want to steal their riding motorcycle vehicle thingies and put them somewhere they don't belong.
Yeah, those people should park at the very, very far non-reserve spot.
Or park on the 5th floor of the garage and cover it up. If you're not going to drive it, park where nobody else is parking and cover the stupid thing up.
Yeah, those people are jerks.
I hate it. It makes me so mad. Those are more people that I can't be best friends with.
I'm going to give you that one.
Thank you. And I bet that those are the same people that drive down the road in their stupid motorcycle dirt bikes, and they have their Bluetooth pieces in their ear all the time. Now, these are the people that you know don't get that many calls. There's no reason to keep your Bluetooth earpiece in your ear all the time, but they do it anyway. And I want to go and rip it out of their ears so badly, I have to put my hands in my pocket sometimes. It's kind of like when Heelys were popular, and you would see kids on their Heelys in the grocery store or whatever. It took everything in me not to trip them. And I know that's not okay because I'm an adult.
Right.
You're not supposed to want to trip kids.
No, you're not.
But I 100% wanted to trip every child that I saw wearing Heelys. It irritated me so bad. And I don't know why. I mean, they didn't do anything wrong.
It doesn't irritate me as much as I want them to be wearing a helmet.
Maybe that's the thing. I wanted to teach them a lesson. Helmets save lives, people. Maybe I should write a children's book about that. A kid that falls down and cracks their head open. And then the last page is, helmets save lives, buy one.
Well, that does go along with the theme of the big booty Judy Burke.
All my children's books are happy until the very last page.
That's your shtick.
It could be. Or I could start using emojis in my children's books,
mm-hmm.
which brings me to another person that I don't like. There's way too many people that I don't like for just doing one thing. And I'm sorry, Jesus, but let's be honest. There are a lot of people out there like me that just keep it to themselves. The only difference between us is I'm saying it out loud into a microphone and I'm going to play it for the 10 people that listen to it. That's the only difference. But some other people that I don't like are people who use emojis in everything. Every comment on Facebook, every text message, everything does not require a flipping emoji. Seriously, use your word. It's like I tell my nephew, he's 2.5. Use your words. It's not that hard.
But now it pops up when you type a word that has a corresponding emoji, the emoji just pops up.
Well, I must not ever use those words because I've never seen that pop up. Never once have I seen that.
Really?
Never.
This morning I was typing the word balls and a basketball popped up.
Oh, that's cute. Did you use it?
No.
Okay, good.
But if you type the word love, a heart pops up.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Just in my text messages?
Yeah, like if you're writing a text message.
Okay, let me see. Let me write this, love. Look, no emoji.
You must not have the update.
Oh, well, I'm not going to be using it. Even if I do get the update, I'm not going to be using it because I cannot stand it. Let's see. Oh, there you have an emoji. Oh, you have autofill.
Oh, that's why.
Does that make the difference?
Yeah.
See, I can't stand autofill. Makes me crazy. I think my language skills are just too high for autofill. And it can't keep up with me. And then I don't remember to click the X or whatever to keep it from going in. And then I just get frustrated.
Oh, I see that.
So I turned it off.
Yeah, you need the autofill so you can see the emojis.
Well, maybe I'm going to do that now. But I'm not going to be using the emojis because I judge people who do. And then I would be judging myself. I have a really long list. And I've noticed that you keep looking at your watch. Do you need to go?
No.
Because I've got days worth of content on this one.
No, I have the fancy watch and it vibrates when I get messages and
stuff.
Oh,
okay.
So.
Do we need to read any of them? Are they sexy messages from your husband?
Oh, please. No, they're updates from my, reminders to breathe.
Okay.
That's always helpful.
Those are good.
And reminding me to stand
as well. Do you need to stand up for a minute?
Nah, I'm good. I'll stand later.
And your glittery Uggs. Something I appreciate about you, mm-hmm. Deontay, is the fact that you are a very pretty lady.
Thank you.
But you don't go to the facial implanting doctor a couple days before I see you and come in with swollen collagen lips and Botoxed forehead look going on and stuff like that. Do you do any of that stuff?
I think about it, but mostly I think I don't have the time or the energy for that.
Okay, good.
Or the money.
I'm glad.
That stuff's expensive.
I get so upset when I see somebody walking around and it's so obvious that they just had something put into their lips
mm-hmm.
or their whatever parts. Value yourself a little bit more than that. Like, I feel like for people who do collagen in their lips or whatever, I feel like that says so much about the way that they view themselves.
I don't think it's that so much as I think it's addicting.
Like, is it?
I think it's kind of like tattoos.
It's not cute.
Once you start one thing, well, that's the thing. If you do it correctly the first time mm-hmm. and it's a subtle difference, then people really can't tell. You just look a little brighter. You look like you're a little more well-rested.
And that's fine.
But then when you go and do one thing, and then they talk you into doing another, and then you have to go back.
And then your lips are like,
into one more thing.
Four times their natural size. And you're like,
exactly.
What?
And then you're Anna Nicole Smith.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like the people that do that. And it seems to me that those are the people that post the most selfies, which we've talked about in the past. I do not like looking at selfie after selfie after selfie. Realize at some point that there is more in the world to look at than just your duck lip face. Seriously. And well, maybe this makes me sound old. I don't know. Maybe I sound old in saying this, but I get so sick of seeing duck lip selfies.
Well, if you've spent a lot of money on the collagen in your lips, you want people to see it.
Well, don't spend the money because it looks stupid.
Well, there you have it.
I am sorry, but it looks dumb. And it's so superficial. I don't like you people, unless it's Kelly Raspberry. She can get Botox and I'm still going to love her.
I had my eyebrows done this weekend. Are you mad at me about that?
I can't tell, so it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
It's good.
It's a subtle look.
I appreciate that. And then this list really is long. I'm almost ashamed at this point, but it's the truth. I was driving by my apartment complex yesterday going home from wherever, and I see a patio with laundry hanging out on it.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, I thought I was paying to live in a nice place. Not a place where the patio is allowed to be a laundry facility. Why don't these people use the washer and dryer that they provide us and we pay for in our rent? Why do I have to drive by and wonder if I'm white trash all of a sudden with laundry hanging everywhere?
But some things need to be air dry.
Take it to the dry cleaners. It's not hard. Put it in your bathroom. Over the hanging on the shower rod thing. That's what I do if I wash my jeans or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I hang them up on my shower rod. It's not for everybody else to see.
But sometimes you have to hang things in the sun to bleach out stains.
Don't you defend these people. Don't you do it. Don't do it.
At my old house, I made my husband install a line. So
house.
I can...
House. That's the key. House. It's like I can't. I probably couldn't get a giant aluminum can collection and put it on the patio of my apartment. I'd probably get fined for whatever reason for that. So why can I not? Like, I'm pretty sure you can't put your bicycle on your patio at my apartments
because
they have bike racks and stuff for you to use.
Ooh, you are fancy.
I know, right? So how is it that people can hang their laundry on their patio for everybody to see?
But it's temporary.
It's white trashville. I mean, come on.
It's just, they just need it there for like an hour.
No, maybe that's all that they need, but that's not what they do. It's there for days.
Okay, well, that's excessive.
Or maybe they just dry everything outside. I don't know. The one time that my dryer broke a few weeks ago, I tried to wash a towel and dry it with the air, and it was crusty. Like, somehow your laundry gets crusty when you air dry it.
Yeah, that's true.
So these people are air drying their stuff and then putting it on crusty and smelling like settled water. Like, who are these people?
Water.
It's gross.
Maybe they're trying to save on electricity. Maybe they're protecting the earth, Shannon.
Maybe you can go home because I don't like you for defending these people right now. It really bothers me. Really bothers me.
Didn't I say at the beginning that this list was probably pretty long?
It is. And I'm going to have to end it because it's going on for too long at this point. I feel like I could honestly go for hours on things that people can do that make me just not like them on spec.
You should probably spend a lot more time alone.
I spend a lot of time alone. And I think that's the problem is I'm by myself and I'm looking around, taking in what's going on around me with no distractions. And I notice these things like the apple-shaped chalkboard with stupid messages on it.
We should do an experiment and put you in a room with all of the people you don't like.
Don't do it. Don't do it. If you want to see tears, that I promise you that's what would happen. I would lose it. Absolutely lose it.
10 of the types of people Shannon doesn't like and a hidden camera.
Well, at least you know what you're getting with me.
That's true.
That's not like your kids.
Oh, man. You never know what you're going to get.
So you said that one of your kids might be a little bit bipolar, but it's to the extreme.
Yes.
All right. We're going to talk about that in the next episode of Stuff with Shannon. Make sure you like our Facebook page. It is at The Stuff Podcast.
At The Stuff Podcast.
Thank you for repeating it. And so we'll talk about Deontay's bipolar child or children or self. in the next episode. I love you.
I love you too.
We should hug it out.
We should.
Okay, no, I'm too OCD for that. It's not.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.